Okay, so, hi everybody, it's good to be back. Last week, we went through mainly through the Meiri, but we saw a few machlokos rishonim on various dinim in the Mishnah. We also talked about whether Shvius and Chol HaMoed have the same din or a different din, going as extreme from basically some shitos that we saw that said that we had the Ritva, who was like really into this idea that Chazal made Shvius exactly mirror Chol HaMoed, like 100%. And then we had various shita. We had the Yerushalmi in the middle, which many Rishonim followed. That seemed to say that you did have some dinim that were similar, but you don't really have tircha. That's less of an issue, which is why we're more makel by shmita. And then finally, you had a very extreme shita that says no. Basically, shmita, almost everything's mutter. You know, even in some cases, a base abal, and otherwise, in the various shitos that went along with that. This week, I wanted to catch up a little bit, first of all, to get caught up with Rashi, real Rashi, not fake Rashi. As you can see, fake Rashi on the side here actually doesn't have the rest of the Mishnah at this point, right? You can tell because the last comment he has is Avalomi Megishamim, and then he doesn't comment on the entire rest of the Mishnah. You see this many times. I've seen it especially when I'm learning now Me'ila, or Mirz Hashem at Shari Shemayim, we're going to finish Me'ila soon. We're actually starting Mo'ad Katan afterwards, but I suspect that being a Bekiyas year, we might finish a little bit before we do. But anyways, over there you can see in Me'ila sometimes that different Rishonim have comments on different Mishnayas on different pages. So the Mefarish that's in place of Rashi will comment on a Mishnah that we don't have, and then the next page, Tosfos, will comment on a Mishnah that we don't have. So Rashi, you see, on the page, fake Rashi, pseudo Rashi, whatever you want to call him, didn't have the Mishnah, but Rashi does. So let's go through. We'll see what some Chazar from last week, and we'll go through the rest of the cases that we saw using Rashi first. Then we'll go into dealing in detail, I hope, with the machlokes between not the Gemara's discussion of the machlokes, but the Mishnah related discussion of the machlokes between Rav Elazar ben Azariah and the Chachamim about Osem Es HaAma B'Tchila, which we briefly referenced last time to show that the Mishnah was resuming B'moed u'v'shvias at that point, but other than that, we didn't touch.
So where did you get this from?
We talked about in the first cheer, we said there's two publications of commentaries that claim to be from Rashi from a more academic perspective. This is one of them. I don't remember which of the two Kisveyat exactly that we are basing on. But again, this one very much corresponded to Rashi that we saw quoted by the Ritva on many occasions, and we'll see other Rashi that was quoted by the Meiri, not directly, but anyways, definitely it's quite possible that this is the authentic Perush Rashi to Mo'ad Katan, and if it's not, so it's some other Rishon who put something together a million years ago, not a million years ago, but 800, 900 years ago, and offers us insight, which so happens to correspond with Rashi's every time that we find it. It would be inappropriate of me not to raise, obviously, the possibility that without investigating it yourself, maybe someone made up a Perush Rashi on Mo'ad Katan based on all the other citations of Rishonim, which we know famously happened with the Yerushalmi Kachim from Friedlander. I think it was Friedlander who forged it.
Musa Kalim, right?
Yeah, yeah. So we'll... Anyways, but we'll go see. Okay. Says the Mishnah again. The last, we'll start with Aval Ein Mashkin Lo Mimei HaGeshamim. You should not water from rainwater, which we talked about last week, what that was on the way out. Lo Mimei HaKilon, and not from Kilon water, which we talked about last week, what that was. Vein Osim Ugios Ligfanim, and we finished last week with Ugios Ligfanim, which we said was Machlokas, again, Rambam and almost everybody else, whether or not it was a mound of dirt around, which the Meiri said, or whether the Rambam said you dug a ditch where water could accumulate and therefore stay for a longer period of time. So let's just see Rashi briefly. What's Mei HaKilon? Bor Amok, it's a deep pit, Uvo Mayim Mechunasim, and the water, welcome to take the chair or stay, whatever you like. Uvo Mayim Mechunasim, and inside it there's water that's gathered. Deika Tircha Yisera Lidlos, as we noted last week, there is extra tircha because you have to schlep it with the pail. You got to lift it up and bring it over. Ve'amoed kai. And as we talked about last week, again, I just said it's good to do some chazara. This only talks about the moed. Why? Digabi shvias lo chayshina le tircha yisera. As we said last week, many rishonim on moed there's no tircha yisera. Okay, on moed there's no. On shmita there's no tircha yisera. There's no idea of tircha like we saw from the Yerushalmi. And thank you for sending me a clip of Rabbi Rosner's Daf Yomi in the Yerushalmi and Shvius, where he discussed this Yerushalmi at a little further length. Second of all, okay, this is the first Rashi. Second Rashi, Vein Osin Ugios Ligfanim. Bimoed, again, it's only on the Moed. Mishum Tercha Esera, because again, it's extra hard work. Ugios Mefarsh B'Gemara, and he says we're going to talk about what Ugios are in the Gemara. Okay. Amma, and again, this I briefly mentioned last week in the mirror. We didn't read it inside, but we'll read it inside of Rashi. Sheregilin lasos, that they used to make, lihiskanes bomayim, for that water really should enter, meaning to pass through the fields. So what would they do? What is a amma that we're talking about, and we're going to talk about today? Building an amma, fixing an amma. So we're not talking about the amma on the wall, okay, for the, right? So this was exactly a trench. And it says, va'osin charitzin bekarka, they would make this trench in the ground, Shebahen hamayim holchim, and through them the water would go, these ditches that the water would go through, svivos hasadeh, around the field. It was an irrigation trench, umisad elasad, and also would continue from field to field, and the water could flow through this. Vehanach charitzin, and these trenches, kari amma, why are they called an amma then? Levishi yeshlahen rochav amma, berum amma, as we talked about, okay, depth and width were one amma. Obviously the length was very, very long, it kept on going, it was this long channel. But the bottom line is, that's why it was called the Amas Hamayim, because it was one Amma by one Amma of water passage. Okay, now, let's take a look at the Mishnah. Okay, back to the Mishnah. We are four lines down in the Gemara. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Omer. Here we go. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Omer. Rabbi Elazar, the son of Azariah, says, Ein osin es ha'amma bitchila. One may not make an Amma to begin with. Bimoed uvishvias. One may not make an amma on moed or on shmita. Okay? In both of these situations, one may not make an amma. The Gemara discusses exactly, and again, we'll see Rashi over here. Okay? Rashi will reference briefly why this is. However, v'chachamim omrim, the chachamim disagree, and they say, osin es ha'amma bitchila bishvias, umisaknin es ha'mikukalos bimoed. Okay, this over here, you can see there's a little bit of a change. Okay, sorry, not over here, but the Chachamim say, we make the Amma to begin with on Shmias, and Misaknin es ha-mikukalos b'moed. If the Amma Samayim got ruined, if something happened and the sides of the Amma decided to collapse a little bit, or some stuff, some gunk got stuck in it, and now there's not enough room for the water to get through, they say, umisaknin es ha-mikukalos b'moed. If it was mikukal, if it was broken, if it was ruined, you can fix it up on chol ha-moed. Okay, umisaknin, and also, we can fix es kilkule hamayim. And again, same language, kilkul. Kilkul generally translates to be, again, something that's not working. Okay, something that's not working. So you can also be misaknin kilkule hamayim. Again, we'll have to see in Rashi, and we will see in Rashi what that means, and how is that different than mikulkal amas hamayim. Again, they said you can fix the mikulkalos, and you can fix kilkule hamayim sheber shus harabim, specifically those that are in the public domain. V'chotetin oso, and you can basically clean it out. U'misaknin es hadrachim ves harechovos, and you can fix up the paths and the streets. Ves mikvos hamayim, and the, again, places where water is gathered. Mikvos hamayim in some yersos. See the Bach. Veosin kol tzorche harabim. And you can do everything that the public needs. Umitzayinin es hakvaros. And you can, this is what is litzayin? To mark the graves. You can mark the graves. Viyotzin af al hakilayim, and they even sent people out because of kilayim. Kilayim is, of course, where you have certain things that were planted inappropriately, okay, that needed to be uprooted. They would send out people. Again, we'll see that all over here in real Rashi. Okay, just a quick note on mitzayinin. What is it? Right, litzayin means to make a mark. There's two jokes that people make. One which is a joke and one which is a sad mistake. All right, Hatzivi Lach Tziyunim. People used to make this joke. I think my uncle used to make this joke, but I don't know if it originates with him. It says, we have a pasuk, Ki Mitzion Teitzei Zora. It says, no, you got to give a test. Ki Mitzion Teitzei Zora. When you get a mark, that's when people have to learn. So anyways, as a result of that, next week there will be a test on this. On the first 6 years, exactly. How about that? In yeshiva, by the way, it was something I used to boast about that we used to get tested. The derby test, and the test, by the way, would determine the grade you got for your university credits that you were supposedly getting while you're learning in yeshiva. And if you didn't do the tests or you didn't write your essays, then you wouldn't get university credits.
That would be necessary to mark the grades.
Not on Yontif, Cholamoid. 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 No, because you don't want Kohanim to go there, and we'll see that in Rashi. And the Yotzei Ma'afal HaKilayim, also we'll see what that means, okay? Just because we don't have Rashi on the daf here, okay? We'll take a look at V'chotitin, U'mitzayin, V'yotin, and Tosfos, just very briefly. V'chotitin Osa, and again, some Tosfosin, as we see here in Mod Katan, are a little bit more Rashi-like in some ways, that they give biurim and pirushim without necessarily asking kashas from other sugyas and shas. V'chotitin Osa, shim nismale habor, mutar lach, lachtot leha'amiko. Tosfos says, if the bor gets too full, what does it mean, V'chotitin Osa? Okay, what has been v'chotin also? If you have, again, a water receptacle, you can make it a little bit deeper, right? She afar tichuach, right? Because it's soft afar on the bottom. It's soft sand on the bottom, really, or dust, right? Aval chofra b'tchila shehakarka kasha. But to dig it to begin with, where you don't have already a very moist area, that's not allowed. Why? Di'ika tircha yisera. Says Tosfos, what's the problem with building an amas amayim lechatchila? Tircha yisera. Umitzainen, why are you allowed to mark off graves? Says Tosfos, deleka tircha, that's no big deal. V'yotin ala kilayim, and you're allowed to go out to the kilayim, says Tosfos, mitzvahu latzeis. It's a big mitzvah to go out for the kilayim, kidamrin and b'gemara, as we say in the Gemara. V'lo dami lahani achrini. Okay? And it's not similar to these others. Dikatani, that we taught in the Mishnah, umisaknin. And you can fix this and fix this and fix this. Tosfos says, this is different. Why? Dehai chova hu kidemuchach begamara. This is a chova. What does chova mean here? So one way to understand it is, this is something I'm obligated to do. Everything else is optional, is nice. Okay, fixing the streets is nice. Fixing your amas amayim is nice. Even if it's a rabim, it's nice to have water. Water's a luxury these days. That's one way to read it. What's the other way to read it? Chov, right, is something negative. It's a debt. Not necessarily literally a debt, but we see the word chov, okay, to mean something negative. All the other ones are a tikkun, a fixing. This is uprooting kilayim. Okay, and we'll see actually something similar when we get to the mefarshim. Let's take a look now at regular Rashi. Yeah.
Is the Tosfot the general consensus that all things for the rabbi still has a tircha restriction?
So far, that's all we've seen. We're not going to get so far into the rabbin part today, at least from what I planned. But that's what it seems to be. That even Tzorech Rabim, and even, again, where there's Pseida and all these things, there still is this element. Now, again, it may be more of a weighty issue, right? Like we saw in the Meiri last week, always a balance. But there seems to be that, yes, this does exist. And again, obviously, this is not relevant then to Shemitah, if it's a Tircha thing. And again, like Rashi says, according to that opinion, according to the Ritva, it still would be. Other question?
Even if there's Tircha, if it's a mitzvah to say, wouldn't that docha the restriction?
So, are we going to say, ase docha los ase? Okay? What? But what's the uprooting of them? Meaning is kiyum kilayim. We'll talk about it a little bit in the Gemara. What is the actual concern of kilayim, and what type of kilayim are we talking about? For example, any of you ate a clementine recently? Yeah, kilayim.
No, but you're allowed. You're just not allowed to plant.
Okay. So again, my point is to say we have to ascertain, and we're going to see talking about kilayakarim and other things, and fine. But the point is to say certain things there's an issur to plant. Yotim afal kilayim is going out to uproot already planted kilayim. Okay, and we'll have to see what exactly is the status of that mitzvah. Okay. What way is it a mitzvah, and how much of a mitzvah is it, and why do we have to do it now? Right? Why do we have to do this now? This was not a constant thing, as you'll see from the Mefarshim, that was always people were going out of Kilayim. They specifically waited for Chol HaMoed. They specifically waited for Chol HaMoed, and we're going to see why that may or may not be a problem. Okay, Rashi is a whole long thing over here. Let's see Rashi. Okay. Bitchila. I should have really said read Amma after I read the Mishnah here. Betchila, again, this was going on the words of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah that you may not make an Amma betchila b'shvias to begin with. Im lo haisa me'olam, if it was never there before, ein osin osa mitchila b'moed, says Rashi again, mishum tircha yisera. Rashi agrees with Tosfos. It's all good. Tircha Yaseira, you cannot dig a new water channel. Ubishvias, and here Rashi quotes the Gemara, Mishum Shinira Kechofer. It looks like you're digging for the purpose of planting. Meaning, again, on Shemitah, there's no Isser Malacha, per se, on things that are not, right? That's why we can't say, for example, it's Binyan, right? It's Binyan. If it's Binyan, okay, if it's Binyan, there's no problem to do Binyan on Shemitah. No one said it's Aser to build during Shvias. It's only Aser to do Avodas HaKarka, okay? So people are staying away from saying that it's an Isser, at least according to Rabbi Lazar and Azaria, who equates them both. However, the Chachamim say, Osin Amma, we make an Amma of Skill of Shvias. Why? Delav Havya Avoda. Because it's not an Avoda. Again, what's prohibited on Shvias? Avodas HaKarka. Digging a ditch for water to flow through is not Avodas HaKarka. Uvimoed. However, says Rashi. What?
Why isn't it?
What avoda is it? What? Which one of the planting related?
Well, it's not directly. It's not enough.
There's nothing wrong. Correct. There's nothing wrong with bringing water to plants. Okay, allowing water to flow to plants on Shemitah. That itself is not a malacha which is prohibited on Shemitah, like we'll see more in the Gemara. But the bottom line is allowing water to get to a plant is certainly not a malacha that's of any significance that can't be overridden for various reasons on Shemitah. What is the problem on Shemitah, potentially, is the malacha of digging a hole to plant it. Okay, that's where Rashi says again, earlier, Ubishvias, Nira Kechofer. However,
that Rashi makes it sound like it's a gzera. Mm-hmm. So how can you have a machlok after one saying there was a gzera and one is saying there wasn't a gzera?
Very good. We're going to discuss their machlokas. I think it's an important question. Nira Kechofer could be, it could be that they're arguing about reality. Are we goes there that it might lead to other things, or will people think that it's something else, like Amaras Ayin, or it could be something else? Let's see. Again, the Chachamim say Uvimoed Im Haisa Mikulkelas. If on Chol HaMoed it was Mikulkal, Shenafal Asocha Afar, that some dirt and dust fell in, Ve'ena Mikaleches, and it's not flowing strongly. There's not a strong flow. Misaknin Osa, it is permitted to fix it. Delo Chashiva Malacha, because it's not considered a Malacha. Again, right? It's not considered a Malacha. Aval Bitchila Ein Osin Osa B'Moed. But again, to make it to begin with, that we can't do. Misaknin kilkule hamayim. Now, what is the difference? We asked. What's the difference between misaknes hamayim kulkalos and misaknes kilkule hamayim? So Rashi tells us this is talking about the sewage system. Okay, mayim hamichunasim begumos. They had these lots of water that were in these big pits. Lishtos mehen, to drink from. Vinim shachin lesochan. And what happens is sometimes what flowed in zivle reshus harabim. Okay, sewage. It was a sewage problem. Umikalkalin osan amayim. And what happens if the sewage get mixed into the drinking water? Not very good situation. Misaknin osa. So you can fix them. Visos min hacharitzin shebahen holech hazevel labor. You block up the place where the zevel is flowing in, because we don't want, again, all the manure from the fields and all the other manure not from the fields, and human waste and animal waste to be getting in the drinking water. That's not going to help us. That's what Misaknu Kekuli Amayim is, a much more significant tikkun, because it's not anymore for just this individual. It's the drinking water for everybody. The Chotitin Osan, what does it mean? Minakrin. You clean it out. Ke'en Che'osin Labor. Koirir Balaz. I don't know what that is. Shemotzin Mitochan Tsuroro. Says Rashi, what does it mean? It means you take out pebbles, the kismin and little wood chips, ve'afruris, and I guess that means little clumps of dirt, shenafalosochan, that fell inside. You're cleaning out your little channel, again, that's running through. Then Rashi has the last two cases, and we're going to push through this to try to get to start the main sugya that I want to talk about, which is machlokas between Rabbi Elazar. Elazar ben Azariah and the Chamim. Umitzayin al kvaros. This is very, Rashi is very specific here. Besid, they would take specifically cement, plaster, shim, mamche, that you would sort of flatten it, b'shofech, and mix it and pour it out. Kinarinam perik maruba, and we can skip the things over here. Siman lenose taharo shelo yavrusham. It's a siman for those who, again, were carrying things that were tahor that they shouldn't pass there mibnei tumas ha'ol because of tumas ha'ol. Again, this was to alert people to the presence, or kohanim, to the presence of tuma. Finally, the last case, and here we're going to get...
Why tumat oil? There's no roof over it.
If there was a tree, a roof, is that... Right? Because presumably they weren't going to be coming into contact in other ways. Most of the tumas that we have to worry about are tumas oil. Okay. V'yotzin, shluchei bezdin. Now Rashi gives us the whole story of yotzin af alakilayim, what's going on here. And Rashi is going to relate to us, I think, to one of the two perspectives that we brought in Tosfos. V'yotzin shluchei bezdin b'moed. And the shluchei bezdin go out on Chol HaMoed, meaning bezdin would specifically send people out on Chol HaMoed. Le'ayin besados. Okay, so again, what are they doing? Rashi's even more far. Rashi's even further removed from a tzivui of a mitzvah, a chiyuv. What does Rashi say? They're checking le'ayin, the check besados in the fields. Im nizru kilayim okrenosam. And if there was, then they uproot it. So again, very far removed. They were bezdin, exactly. They were government inspectors. Government, they would go out, knock out, knock, knock. Can I please see your field? What's this? These two things are planted too close together. Terrible. Okra knows some. We're going to pull them up. Okay? So again, according to Rashi, is this a chova? What type of chova is it? We're moving away from chova of obligation and more towards chova of negative. And let's take a look.
What would they have to, one of them or both of them?
I don't know. That's a good question. I didn't learn the sugya of kilayim. I don't know if that's enough. When we get to the sugya of it in the Gemara, we'll explore the full isra of kilayim. And again, we're talking about kilayim karamir. What do you have to do? How much you have to distance them? Would they replant them at a distance? I don't know if they're already considered aser bana once either of them grows. Right? We'll have to look at that. I don't know.
It could be hybrid. So that's
going to be a problem. Yes, that's what we're talking about. Okay. Right, but there are rules about how far you have to plant it and what becomes usher, so I don't know precisely what becomes usher, how far it becomes usher into each field or area, but we'll learn about it when we get to the Sugya of Kilayim.
Would this apply both to Pesach and
Sugya? Rashi specifically says Pesach in a second. Taima de yotzin ala kilayim b'moed. Okay. The reason why, okay, that you're allowed to go out for kilayim on Chol HaMoed, lav mishum de'ein okrin, meaning why would I think you wouldn't be allowed to? Okay, or sorry, why are you allowed to / not allowed to? Okay, lav mishum de'ein okrin, it's not because we're worried about the malacha of uprooting it, ela mishum de'leka tircha b'mashehu yotzei. Because there's no tircha in this that they're going out. Vilo nasiv lantayma mishum de'ein okrin b'moed. And why does the Gemara, again, not throw in the idea that maybe you wouldn't be able to uproot on moed? Why? De'akira afilu b'moed shari. It's actually mutter to uproot. And look at the Rashi now. Look at the Rashi now. V'lo have melacha dilichayev klal. It's not a melacha for which you could be mechayev. Why? Dimikalkel pater. What's the lach on Shabbos and Yontif? If you do something that's only destructive and not constructive, it's called mikalkel. Mikalkel is pater. What is Rashi essentially saying? Chovahu. It's mikalkel. It's mikalkel. Right, again, that which we saw in Tosfos, if you read Tosfos that it's a chiyuv, fine. Then it's a chiyuv, that's what Tosfos says. Rashi certainly is on the exact opposite extreme. Rashi says, number one, we don't even know that there's kilayim. We're just going to check. Whatever happened to Dan Lakav Schus? Okay, number one. Number two, okay, it's mikalkel. You don't have to worry about okrin. Everything else, there is a tikkun. So for a tikkun, okay, there's already a chashash. I'm doing a full-fledged malacha on Chol HaMoed. I'm doing a full-fledged malacha that's being misakin something. Again, maybe I have to worry about malacha, as we discussed in the past. Is the concern in many of these cases that you're going to do a malacha, whether that be Doraisa or Darabanan, or is it just a concern of Tircha? We said it's possible to see both. We saw both in the Meiri. Okay, we saw both in other places. Okay, so Rashi is telling us, in this case of Yotin Shluchei Bezdin, don't worry about the Malacha part. Why? Because it's Mikalkel, it's a Chova. It's negative. Ula Hachi, it's Trich Yotzin, and therefore you need to say that they're a go out. Lemeimar, to tell you, Dizman Yitzias Kilayim, okay, that the time for going out for Kilayim, Hu Bechulo Shalmoe, Chel, Pesach. That Bezdin should not send him out earlier. Okay, this will address our mini question that we, what would you call in the yeshivish word, world, bavorn. Okay, that we sort of preempted the question a little bit. We made reference to the question, right? Because why is Bezdin waiting for Chol HaMoed? Okay, one opinion, there are other opinions as well. One opinion is because you shouldn't send them earlier, that's when things are growing. Pesach is when things are growing, so that's when you got to go around to uproot. But the bottom line is, for Rashi, it's not a concern of Malacha, it's a concern of, okay, as he says, Leka Tircha, and that's not enough Tircha to prevent us from going out. Now,
why not do it right after?
Why wait? And we're going to see the other reasons for it. One of them is that labor is cheaper on Chol HaMoed for the government, right? The government wants to pay less. Okay, to save Bezdin money, we can do that. We'll see it. Says the Meiri,
they have to replant Kilayim that they uprooted, mm-hmm. and that is a Tircha.
Potentially. Which could be the start of another answer to that question. Excellent. But again, we're going to have to see sort of, and again, is that a loss? If you planted Kilayim, is it a loss to have it not replanted? Right? Is it even a hefsid? Or do we say it's not making money that you were supposed to make this, or you're not allowed to be nanet, whatever the case is. Okay. Yeah, we'll have to look again at the different types of Kilayim, what exactly becomes usher, and in what capacity. Okay, says the Meiri, something very interesting that I noticed. And when I read the Mishnah, I read the Mishnah very decisively in one direction. Okay, this was after the machlokas between Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and the Chachamim. The next words are, okay, umisaknin es hamikulkalos b'moed. Roselomar, what does that mean? Misaknin es hamikulkalos, or es hamikulkeles, I should say, not mikulkalos. In our Mishnah, we have mikulkalos, which word would be amos in plural. Meiri has misaknin es hamikulkeles b'moed. Roselomar she'ein osin es ha'ama lechatchila, that you cannot make the ama lechatchila, ela she'im nitmatma. But if it got stuffed up with some dirt, harbe, a lot of dirt, not some dirt, a lot of dirt, says Meiri, shenafal asocha, that fell inside it, choser uposcha v'moed, you can reopen it, v'halacha kechachamim, and halacha follows the chachamim. The Meiri, like when I read the Mishnah, why does he say halacha kechachamim now? Because his assumption is the words, umisaknin asamekukalos v'moed, is the end of the sentence of the Chachamim. Okay? Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah Omer ain't osin asama b'tchila b'moed v'shvi'es. V'chachamim omrim osin asama b'tchila b'shvi'es umesakna asama kukalos b'moed. Okay? And in fact, if you look in the Tosfos Yontif, umesakna asama kukalos b'moed, siyuma dimulsayu d'rabananu. Okay? Says the Tosfos Yontif, it's source number Gimel. This statement in the Mishnah, Misaknes Amakukalos Bemoed, is the end of the words of the Rabbanan. Vehainu Dekasav Harav Aval Ein Osin. He says, if you look in the Bartanura, which I didn't bring for you, but if you look in the Bartanura is very similar to, okay? The Bartanura is very similar to the Meiri, he has Alacha Kachamim after the statement, and he says, Aval Ein Osin, he sounds like, you can do this, but you can't do that. Okay, you can do this. The Bartanura says the Tosfos Yontif, and we have the Meiri again, very simply implying. And again, the way that I naturally read the Mishnah is that the Chachamim say, "Osin es amitzchil avshiyos misaknin es amekukalos b'moed." Now, my question to you is, and this is what we're really going to explore, is what does Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah hold about misaknin es amekukalos? So very good. Look at the next bolded word that I have at the end of an entire paragraph of Rambam. Rambam has Alach Chachamim at the end of the Mishnah. Now, the reason why I think this is a little bit silly is because no one's arguing about those points, right? No one's arguing about Kilkuli Amayim and Misaknes Adrachim and, right? We're not assuming that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is disagreeing with all that, are we? I don't think anybody's assuming that. The question is, does Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah disagree with Umisaknes Amikukalos Bemoi? That is my question to you. Okay? If we're going to learn like the Meiri, okay, if we're going to learn like the Meiri, and like the Tosfos Yontif in the Bartanura, that the statement to Misaknin as Amekukalos Bemoed is stated by the Rabbanan, does that mean that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah disagrees, says you may not be Misaknin as Amekukalos Bemoed for whatever reason? Or are they saying, basically, we agree to you about this? And if they agree, so what's the point of them saying it? Again, I could totally read a machlokas as follows. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Omer. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, "Ein osin es ama v'tchila b'moed u'shvias." You may not make an ama to begin with in nor u'shvias. V'chamer Omer, osin es ama v'tchila u'shvias. Period. I could totally see that. I think there's nothing wrong with reading it that way. Why do they have to say misaknes amakukalos b'moed? Unless, if you're the Meiri, if you're the Tosfos Yontif, maybe Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah has a problem with that too. Maybe Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah holds that b'moed, you cannot be misakin as amakukalos. So they're telling him you're wrong on two accounts. Account number one that you're wrong on, you can even build a new ama on Shvias. Account number two that you're wrong on, you can fix the ama on the moed. Okay, and what could the potential be? Let's see. Let's take a look. If you want to read the Rambam, what time is it now? It's a little late. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, the wording makes sense that he's arguing on both. Because he divided where he says Moed and Shvi.
Yeah.
And the Chachamim are parsing it. And they're saying, this is the law for Shvi, and this is the law for Moed.
Right.
So, I mean, the logic of the Mishnah is that he's arguing on both.
I agree with you. I think if you're the Meiri, and if you're the Tosfos Yontif, the simplest read would be to say that they're arguing on both, and for some reason, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah considers fixing the Amas Amayim akin to making it anew. I think that's the simplest reason. Now, why could that be Svara-wise? We can throw out all sorts of Svaras. We'll see some of them, hopefully, in a little bit. I just wanted to point out to you the Rambam, okay? I believe the Rambam specifically does not agree. I believe the Rambam disagrees with the Meiri and with the Tosfos Yontif, and he thinks that Umisaknes Amakukalos B'moed is a statement of the Rabbanan, meaning everybody, not the Rabbanan responding to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, but it's the Stam Mishnah resuming. Okay? Why am I going to say that, even though it has the word B'moed? So first of all, again, the fact that the Rambam puts Alach Chacham at the end means he didn't stick it in a specific place. Okay, that's no raya. The Rambam will sometimes say it at the end. Number two, however, take a look. I don't know how often I use the Ein Mishpat Ner Mitzvah as a raya or as a source, but take a look in the Ein Mishpat Ner Mitzvah. Okay. Okay. For everything here. Okay. Let's take a look. First of all, Dalid Hey and Vav. Dalid Hey and Vav. Okay. Everyone see Dalid? Where would Dalid be? Presumably. We're in the Ein Mishpat Ner Mitzvah, Osios Dalid, Hey, and Vav. Os Dalid, Os Nesam of Tchila B'Shvias, would you expect that to be in the Rambam next to the laws of Chol HaMoed? I would not. Okay? I know that Hilchos Shmita are going to be in Hilchos Shmita, and I know that Hilchos Chol HaMoed are going to be in Hilchos Chol HaMoed. Okay? However, Umisaknes HaMekukalos B'Moed, Umisaknes Kukul Emaim Shibishus Arab, V'chotinos, and Umisaknes Sadrachem Ezrachovos, where does the Rambam have Misaknes HaMekukalos B'moi? Let's take a look. Maimi Perakas Mehilchas Yantif Halacha Gimel. Okay. What else? Take a look at Gimel now. In Osin Ugios Ligfanim. Is that something that anybody argues about? Ugios Ligfanim. Who says In Osin Ugios Ligfanim? The Tanakama. What does the Rambam have? Perakas Mehilchas Yantif Halacha Gimel. Same Halacha. If you look up the Halacha in the Rambam, which I didn't bring for you, because I'm going to show you what the Magid Mishnah says. Okay? If you look in the Rambam lumps together in Osim Ugios Ligfanim and Misaknin Asamikukalos B'moed. Now, I know this is no raya because the Rambam is halacha sefer, but I think in conjunction with the fact that he puts halacha chamim in the end and there, okay? V'chein amas hamayim v'chulei, look at the Magid Mishnah. The Magid Mishnah have every opportunity here. B'mishnah. Ein osin es ha'ama b'tchila b'moed, u'misaknin es ha'mekukalos. Doesn't say we paskin like the Rabbanan against Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Doesn't even mention Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Okay, on ein osin es ama betchila b'moed. He says everyone agrees to that. Umisagnes amekukalos. Everyone agrees to. Okay, I think that's the simplest reading of the Magen Mishnah in the Rambam. I think that's what we have to say. Now, let's take a look at the Ritva, and then we'll get a little bit back to the Sfaras. If we have time, we'll look at the Rambam later in Perashat Mishnayos, just to go through all of the other cases. Okay.
Hang on, go backwards for a second.
Yeah.
If you're going to be medakdek bamilim, then Ben Azariah says b'moed u'bashvi'it.
Yes.
But Chachamim are only talking about Shvi'it.
Correct. Because they agree to him about the Moed. Correct. They do.
Okay.
They do. Either way you read it, they agree about Moed, right? Well, again, unless you're reading it that his in Osin Asama Betchila means, and also you can't fix it. Right? Again, either which way. But I think the Chachamim do agree about that. We'll see, possibly not. Okay, but I think the Chachamim do agree. Now, says the Ritva, just quickly to go through what we can see here. Take out this. And this that we learned in the Mishnah, that you cannot make an Amma b'moed. Pshita says this is obvious. Why? Da'ika tircha tuva. There's a lot of tircha. Tfei mi kilon. Much more than kilon. Veleka lememar. We can't say dura belazer shari kilon. Says, by the way, if you look in the Gemara, obvious, it's very obvious, okay? In fact, it's too obvious that Rav Elazar ben Azariah doesn't allow you to build it. Why? Because we don't see him disagreeing with the earlier parts of the Mishnah. What's more work? To dig an entire trench through your field or to take some water in a pail from point A to point B? It's obviously more work, says the Ritva, to dig an entire trench. So he says, this is obvious. Jump down to the second line again. Ella yesh lomar.
Why is that obvious?
That is more tircha?
How much water, how far you're taking it.
No.
Depends how big the ditch is.
No way. Come on.
When was the last time you dug a ditch?
I didn't, but if you buy bottles of water, that thing is heavy. You have to keep schlepping that. That's hard.
Yes, but if you have to dig a ditch...
And that will irrigate your entire field?
I don't know.
The Ritva? Listen, that's certain. I'm not gonna start arguing over whether or not. The Ritva is saying, the Ritva says, "Ika tircha tuva tfei mikilan." Okay. Especially, by the way, we talked about last time, what's Megishamim. Maybe, again, if he doesn't argue on Megishamim, we had the possibility Megishamim was just a Gzera. Maybe that will also work. But again, he thinks it's obvious. I don't know. I can't tell you. I have never tried neither to draw water and water my entire field, nor to dig an entirely new irrigation ditch. So I can't say. But the Ritva certainly thinks that one is. Elie Shlomar, listen to what he says. Dimishum shvius nakatla. The only reason he was saying it is because of Shemitah, meaning, of course, everyone agrees. You can't make a new Amma b'moed, but mishum shvius nakatla. In which case, okay, getting further to your point, yeah, all the Chachamim have to do is respond to shvius, because that's the only chiddush in what Rav Elazar ben Azariah is saying. However, he says he gives two reasons why it's not pshita. Inami. Da'afilu, sorry, he gives a second reason as to it's not pshita. Da'afilu letzorech ha-moed asar la. Okay? He says maybe that even letzorech ha-moed, he asers it. Why? Meaning normally you would think letzorech ha-moed, of course I can do it. No, not true. Kevan shehein machshirin rechokin me'od me'ochel nefesh. Why? Because here, this is machshirei ochel nefesh. Right? It's machshirei, machshirei, machshirei ochel nefesh. It's really far removed. You're getting water to go grow your plants so you can cut your plants down so you can make, you know, it's like the little red hen, right? It's quite far away. And again, you would have...
On Pesach for Sukkot.
But isn't that what makes it so much more lenient? Didn't we say earlier with the Rashi, like all the way to the beginning of the Rashi, that you know you're mashkin at the whatever because you were able to do that on the way because it's not making a difference? Like it's so far removed?
I don't remember the so far removed part. I think it was about the hefsid. There it was about the loss that you would incur. Here there's no loss. So says the Ritva, one might have thought, Letzorach HaMoed, no big deal. I could do Letzorach HaMoed, I'm allowed to do whatever I want. Answer is no, you're not. Why? This is not mutter. Hello, dami letanur v'kira de sharinan lekaman b'mechilton. This is not like baking or cooking. That's allowed because again, this is by the way a concern of is a concern of malacha or tircha. Very clearly, a concern of malacha. Right? Again, we saw Rashi Tosfos tircha 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 tircha. Now we're seeing the Ritva. This may be a concern of Malacha. Okay? What does that mean? And he gives the whole thing again. Shofchei Ha'ir go there, and basically, again, everyone's going to have not such nice things in their water.
No,
okay.
It's much simpler. It's Sapek Mikot Nefesh. They'll create a Sapek Mikot Nefesh. By having contaminated water, they're going to infect people. They're going to get sick.
Yeah. Potentially, but you don't even need that for Chol HaMoed, right? To again, to fix up the water, you don't even need Safek Pikuach Nefesh or Pikuach Nefesh. Okay, fine. So, again, we got to figure out over here what is the machlokas between Rav Elazar ben Azaria and the Chachamim. So, if our concern is a concern of actual melacha, so what's going on here? When it comes to being Enos and Zam Betchila B'Moed Uvishvius. Okay, so on the Moed, it could be that Rav Elazar ben Azaria maybe he'll hold that Misaknin as HaMekulkelas b'Moed, maybe that gets too close to a Malacha, whereas the Chachamim say no, it doesn't. Or alternatively, if it's about Tircha, we have the Meiri from last time, who says that there's always a balance between Tircha and Hefsid. So what's going to happen is that according to Rav Elazar ben Azaria, that balance swings in favor of Isser. Okay, again, if we're going to say they're disagreeing with each other, like we said, the simple pshat in the Meiri and the Tosfos Yontif was that Rav Elazar ben Azaria and the Chachamim have a disagreement. The Chachamim are more lenient that they let you be misakin as a mikulkeles. So again, if it's malacha, it's easy to understand the machlokas. The Chachamim say it's not a malacha lasake, and it's a little nothing. It's hefsid. Don't worry. Okay, or the Chachamim hold that it's just tircha. Whereas Rav Elazar ben Azaria might hold no misakin could also enter into the arena of malacha. Right? I'm reminded of when we had Shirin Beitza. Right? Shema Yavo L'Sakin Klei Shir. Okay? Tikkun, sometimes a very significant status. I'm not going to go back to what we said there. It's a long, long shir, but very interesting ideas. Or alternatively, again, if it's about Tircha, we don't have to say anything crazy. Right? Adarabba Machmir Hutfei. The Chachamim let you Misakin Es Milkukalos B'Moed and Rav Elazar ben Azaria is more machmir. We see it even, says the Ritva. We see it in the Gemara that he's more machmir. Why? Again, it's all in the Meiri's calculus. He thinks you're able to do less tircha for a certain amount of loss or a certain tzorech. Okay, so that's how we can explain the machlokas. Now,
there's
not on Shemitah. I'm not talking about Shemitah here. Shemitah, there is disagreement. Yes. The machlokas about Shemitah, we know what's happening here. Whether or not, right, the Gemara explains, whether or not it's considered like digging, right? Tircha, again, that's only according to the Ritva. That's only according to the Ritva. For everyone else, there's no Tircha. The Gemara, the way the Gemara explains it, again, is whether or not it's a concern that it's like you're digging or not. Okay? That machlokas will be discussed in the Gemara, but that's machlokas in Shvias. The question is, if you are creating a new machlokas, like some of you, like the Meiri, like the Tosfos Yontif, want to read that there's a real machlokas, Chachamim say it's Mutter L'Sakin, and Rav Elazar ben Azaria says Asur L'Sakin, which I wouldn't have thought. Then you got to explain that machlokas. How could that be? But the Shvias machlokas we're essentially leaving alone. We're saying that machlokas explained to the Gemara how it is, or you can explain it Tircha and the Ritva. You're all good. Now, correct. And again, that was a question. When we get to that Gemara, we'll have to see. Now, I want to look at something very interesting. Any of you have a riff, you could open up the riff to this. What is the second Mishnah in the riff? If you don't have a riff. Okay, if you don't have a riff, you can look at the next. Okay, you can look at the Rush also. I have the Rush open, you have the riff. Look at the second Mishnah of Rav Elazar ben Azaria Omer. Okay, everyone open up anywhere in the Rush or the riff. Anywhere in the Rush or the riff. And maybe, you'll pass out. Hopefully there's enough doctors here. Take a look what we have in the Rush and the Riff. Okay, the two of the big three. Two of the big three. Anybody wants to read the Mishnah in the Rush or the Riff? Okay, I'll read it to you. Listen carefully. Spot the difference, as we say. Rav Elazar ben Azaria Omer. Ein osin es ha'ama b'tchila b'moed u'b'shvias. So far, so good? Ein osin, follow along in your Mishnayos. If you don't have it, you can follow along in the front. Then you'll be able to see where it goes wrong. Again, Rav Elazar ben Azaria Omer, Ein osin es ha'ama b'tchila b'moed u'b'shvias. V'chachamim omrim, osin es ha'ama b'tchila b'moed u'b'shvias. So according to the Rush and the Riff, what does it say in the Mishnah? not only are the Chachamim lenient as to allow you to fix it, one more time. You can make it to begin with. And then the Mishnah continues, etc., 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 etc. Wild. Here's the bigger thing. Guess how Shulchan Aruch paskins, right? Shulchan Aruch self-stated. 2 out of 3. Best 2 out of 3.
Wait, how do you interpret that there's a difference in what the Mishnah actually said?
Yeah, they have a different gears than the Mishnah. They have a different gears than the Gemara. You never worry. Why is the problem if they have a different gears than the Mishnah?
Not the Mishnah's consistent. They argue about what the Mishnah means.
We have definitely many Mishnayas. We have many Mishnayas Chitzurei Mechzer Rav HaHachi Ketani. We have Mishnayas with different yourselves. I will note that what is unique here and what we're about to see is that they're the only two people in the world that have this. None of their Mishnah manuscripts have it. None of the other Mefarshia Mishnah have it. But if you look in the tour, guess how many times this is mentioned? 0. If you look in all the Nosei Kelim, Rishonim, Achronim, guess how many times this is mentioned? 0. What do you mean? This is the biggest heter since Sheshes and May Bereshes. Right? What's going on? Says the Cheshek Shlomo. The Mishnah. In the Mishnah, V'chachamim Omrim, Zion. Source number Zion. The Cheshek Shlomo. V'chachamim Omrim, Osen, Zamesh Chila B'Shvias. V'nichta V'tzido. B'nuzchas HaMishnah B'rif U'V'rash. HaGirsa. What's the Girsa? Osen, Esa'am B'Tchila B'moed U'V'Shvias. V'lechora Tema. L'poskim Rishon V'achronim Zal. Shalom Yivyu Klal L'Girsa S'Rif V'arash Zal. So if you read this, this is a huge halachin afkamina, and no one brings this riff, and no one brings this rush. What is going on, says the Cheshek Shlomo. He says, V'amnam, however, be'emes, in truth, and I think this is sometimes, you know, like, the answer is not spot on. Here the answer is very basic. V'amnam be'emes girsa zu tamua me'od. Okay, he says this girsa is completely tamua. Da behedya misayim b'mishnah. What? Yeah, tamua. It's bewildering. Da behedya misayim b'mishnah. That clearly the Mishnah ends. What's the next words? Umisaknin as hamikul kalos b'moed. That you can fix the mikul kalos b'moed. Umashma. Lehedya,
and this you can make a new one for sure. You
precisely his point. Umashma lehedya, da'avalasos mitchila lo. Says a clear implication of but you're allowed to fix it is but you're not allowed to make it lechatchila. Now, why can't we answer very simply? That's saying lekulei alma. It's no longer the rabbanon talking. Why can't we say that? Because then where should this statement have gone? Should have gone earlier in the words of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Okay, so it's very, very hard, he says, to read the Mishnah this way. Okay? That he says it's clear from the Gemara that you can only fix it. He says, my heart is telling me, there was a Tov Sofer that happened here. He says, I think just take out your erasers, everyone, take out your pens. Blot out, go turn to the riff and the rush. Blot out the word b'moed.
But surely Rabbi Yosef Karov, he's going to this 2 out of 3. He knows the other two say. Surely he has those, the other gears as well. If he sees what the Rambam says.
He didn't paskin like them, that's what I'm saying. He ignored. No, he ignored the riff and the rush. He ignored them. Right? He's saying, no one brought this. You would have expected. Now, here's the thing. First of all, why is he right? Because again, we've got no other records of this. Why is he additionally right? What are the odds that both the sofer in the riff and the sofer in the rush both got it wrong? Know what the odds are? 100%. You know why?
Same person.
Not same person, but the rush, for those who know, according to many, is a pirush on the riff. And you'll notice what he quotes in the rush is all the same Gemaras that the riff quotes. The rush is extremely cognizant of, and according to many, it was, like the Nemuke Yosef or the Ran, it was the riff with additions. It was the riff with additions. So if you had one sefer, even a popular sefer of the riff, that the rush had access to that said this, so it would have been copied, no problem. In fact, even someone later may have been daring enough to copy from the riff to the rush, because again, they were identical. So really all it requires is one toast sofer. Now how do we know How do we know that this was, in fact, a Toz Sofer? So first of all, we're very lucky. The Machon HaMa'or Rif is actually on Al HaTorah. And you can say, take a look over here. V'cham Omrim Osin Asa'amah B'tchila B'Shvi'is. That's what they have. Their use in the Rif does not include B'moed. And in the Ha'ara there, B'Shvi'is K'saf Yad Nun, which is the New York Beis HaMedrash L'Rabbanim JTS Library, Defus Kushta, also Defus Kushta, V'chein B'Rambam Perishim Mishnayis does not have B'moed U'B'Shvi'is. Okay, then he has K'sav Yad Nun. I don't know why he has it again. I try to access the same K'sav Yad. I don't know why he quotes a K'sav Yad on both opinions here. But my suspicion is that K'sav Yad is on the first opinion. K'sav Yad Nun B'moed, Defusim B'moed U'B'Shvi'is. Okay? And he says, in the printed ones, it has B'moed U'B'Shvi'is. And he notes, why is this easy to make a mistake? Because that's how the line of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah finishes. So naturally, when you're writing it, you're like, oh, he says, and they say, yes, Onus says an Azam of Modishvias. So it's a very easy mistake to happen, okay? And again, explaining, however, this Shita and explaining, we could theoretically try to expend effort to try to explain why this is. The question is this a legitimate thing? One could argue pretty strongly it's not a legitimate view at all. I was actually talking this week, someone posted online, we'll end with this. Someone was posting online about whether or not we say elu ve'elu about a historical machlokas. For example, do we say elu ve'elu if two people argue about how the Aron looked? Right? Or any other historical event, any interpretation of Tanakh about what the Bnei Israel did. Is there elu ve'elu on that? So I was trying to explain to this person. It took a couple of comments, but in the end they got it. That according to many Mefarshim, elu ve'elu doesn't mean they're both 100% correct. That's the most simplistic understanding of Elu Ve'elu, and probably the hardest to read. There's a Chida, which I quoted there, and I linked, which I saw in Rabbi Wiederblank's book, on Machshava, that the Chida says, you know why Elu Ve'elu Devir Elokim Chaim? Mitoch HaChoshech HaOr Nikar Yoter. Okay? HaOr Nikar Yoter. When you have darkness, then you can better see light. Elu Ve'elu doesn't mean they're both right. One is right and one is wrong. But when you see the opposite, you know which one is yes, right. Okay, so sometimes, perhaps this also has an elu ve'elu element. It's highly, highly, highly unlikely that there ever was a legitimate shita that you could, yes, be bones ha'ama v'tchila b'shvi'is. But perhaps that can help us better understand that umisaknin es ha'makukalos b'moed, again, maybe will help us understand whether that's a machlokes or not. Where now it seems to be saying.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, Amos Gilab Amoy. Yes, Amos Gilab. Yes, that's what we're arguing about. So over here again, perhaps that can help shed some light on this. Ultimately, again, we have the two possibilities: either that it's a concern of an Isser, okay, like we saw in the Ritva, like we saw in the Meiri last time, one Shita, or it's a concern of Tircha. But ultimately, we can explain the machlokas between them whether or not they agree that it is in fact a Misaknes Mekolas B'Moed that you're allowed to, or, again, whether they disagree about that, we can explain their machlokas in either which way. What's unlikely is, even though we have the Rif and the Rush in our printed versions, it's unlikely that represents a legitimate girsa in the Mishnah, and have a wonderful night.